Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, good morning to Bible Storyland. It is Family Day, and we're having a great time. The family of God is rejoicing. We're rejoicing. We're rejoicing because of the greatness of our God. He's great and mighty. He's most powerful God. He's the God who loves us. Hallelujah. So welcome to Bible Storyland. Praise the Lord. Praise his comely for the upright. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you this morning that we could call you Abba Father, and you heard before we call. What a great God you are. And Father, as we lift up families today, we pray for prosperity and financial release to be released over the airways for Bible Storyland this morning and all those associated with Bible Storyland. We break all assignments of the enemy against our finances in the name of Jesus. We break all curses of poverty, lack, debt, and failure in the name of Jesus. We seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and we thank you, Lord, that all these things shall be added unto us. We rebuke and cast out spirits of the cankerworm, palmer worm, caterpillar, and locust that eat up our blessings in the name of Jesus. Lord, teach us to profit and lead in the way that we should go. Oh, God, lead us in the paths of righteousness, in the way we should go. You are Jehovah Jireh, our great provider. You are El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. Wealth and riches are in our houses because we fear you, O Lord, and delight greatly in your commandments. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord upon us make us rich. Hallelujah. Our cups are full and running over. We are blessed going in, blessed coming out. In the name of Jesus, we are servants of you, O God, and we take pleasure in our prosperity. Jesus, you became poor, that through your poverty we might be rich. Hallelujah. We meditate on your word day and night, and whatever we do, prosper. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, let your peace be within our walls and prosperity in our palaces. We will prosper through your prophets and prophetic ministry. In the name of Jesus, we believe the prophets and we prosper. We are your servants, Lord. Prosper us. The God of heaven will prosper us. Oh, we live in the prosperity of the King. Through your favor, we will be a prosperous people. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you have called us, and you will make our way prosperous in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray in secret, and you reward us openly. We fast in secret, and you reward us openly. Lord, you release your wealth into the hands of, you release your wealth of the wicked into our hands. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bring us into a wealthy place. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you have given us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Open, excuse me, open, Lord God, the floodgates of heaven over our lives. We receive more than enough. Oh, God, we have room to receive more than enough. Let every hole in our bag be closed in the name of Jesus. Rebuke the devourer for our sakes, oh, God. All the nations will call us blessed, and we will be a delightful land. In the name of Jesus, our gates are open continually. That forces wealth of the nations to come into our lives. In the name of Jesus, we are in league with the stones of the field. Let the showers of blessings come upon our lives. Let our vats be overflowing. Let our barns be filled with plenty, and our presses burst with new wine. Command your blessings upon our storehouses, O God. Let our barns be full and flowing over, overflowing to the full. Let our sheep bring forth thousands and ten thousands. Let our oxen be strong to labor. Let the plowman overtake the reaper in our lives, and the treader of the grapes and the sower of the seed. And we will continually harvest. Oh God, we will continually live in harvest. Hallelujah. Let our floor be full with wheat and vats overflow with wine and oil in the name of Jesus. Deal wondrously with us and let us eat and be satisfied. Make peace within our borders and fill us with the finest of wheat. Oh God, we receive riches and honor, durable riches and righteousness.
A banana,
bring
Mom.
Out of the rock, oh God. Let us eat the finest of wheat in Jesus' name. Let our teeth be white with milk. Wash our steps with butter. In the name of Jesus, let us lay up gold as dust. Let us have plenty of silver. Let our rivers be lead us to gold, O God. Let us inherit the land. We refuse to allow the angel of blessing to depart without blessing us. So, Father, we thank you this morning that you are blessing us. In every way, you are blessing us, oh God. We come to bless you. We come to honor you. We come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving this morning. You are a holy God. You are a righteous God. You are the Almighty Father. You are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. Oh, we bless your name today. Your name is awesome. Your name is wonderful. You are our counselor. You are our battler. You are fighting every battle on our behalf. And, Lord, we lift you up this morning. Have your way on Bible Storyland as it is family day, Lord God. We lift up the fathers, the mothers, oh, God, the children, the sons, the daughters, oh, God. Oh, God, we lift up the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, and the cousins, and we send blessings to every family on Bible Storyland, those associated with Bible Storyland, blessing after blessing after blessing, running us down, taking us over. And, Lord, we thank you for the love you have for families. We thank you, Lord God, for unity and love is our portion. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today, Lord God, that you are a ruler over our families. You are the head, oh, God, of our families. You are leading the fathers, who's the priest of the families, Father God. Oh, God, let them come before you. Let the fathers and the mothers and the families dwell in the secret place on a daily basis. Let them abide under your shadow, Almighty. Let them hear your voice clear for directions on how to lead the families of today in 2016 and beyond, oh, God. You are a great God, and you have great things for your people, oh God. And so we bless you and honor you this morning in Jesus' holy name. Well, good morning again, Bible Storyland. Ah, we are praising the Lord like never before. Oh, we're going to play some music for the Lord this morning. We got to give him glory with music. We have Karen Itell on with us from Houston, Texas. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carita.
All right, what are you going to play for us this morning for the Father?
God bless America.
Amen. God bless America. Hallelujah. That was beautiful. Oh, my God, it brought peace to my soul. God bless America, the land of the free, the home of the brave. Hallelujah. And, Father, we repent in America for abominations, for things that's against you, against your will. Forgive us, oh, God. Bless America. We who are your people are calling on your name. We are turning from our wicked ways, oh, God, and we ask you to hear our prayers from heaven and heal our land. Oh, God, stop the bloodshed, the murder, the torrential, the floods, oh, God, that's coming against us. Have your way in America. Oh, thank you, Karen. That was beautiful. God bless America. Well, the Lord is our strength. Certainly, he is our defense. He has become our salvation. He is our God, and we will praise him. Our Father's God, and we will exalt him. Exodus 15:2. Deuteronomy 32:3. We will proclaim the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the greatness of our God. 2 Samuel 22:4. We call to the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. We shall be saved from our enemies because of the Lord, the rock, our salvation. Revelation 5:12. In a loud voice they sang, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. All praise and honor and glory to our King, Abba Father, who art in heaven. We honor and reverence your holy presence. Praise be to our God, our Lord and our Savior. He is our Redeemer. Well, I want to ask you a question this morning. Is there a Joseph in your family? You remember Joseph in the Bible in Psalms 37. Are you the Joseph in your family? Oh, we got Joseph in our family. Tell us the story of a father who loves his children in Psalms 37. That tells us that story of a father. He had so many sons, and he loved those sons. But you know what? He was partial to one of them, and he was unfair, biased. You know, he favored one child over the other, and that brought jealousy to the other sons. They were jealous. You know, we can't have favoritism. We can't love the younger child more than the older, the older child, or the middle child, or the one child more than all the children. We got to let them know. You know, you could tell them, baby, you my favorite. Tell each one of them, baby, you my favorite. And let them be your favorite. Let all of them be your favorite. You know, when you show favoritism, jealousy, envy, strife, and hatred come up. That's what came up in Joseph's brothers. As parents, we must be careful to love all of our children without showing favoritism. Lord, help us as parents to show all of our children that we love them the same. Now, they may not be the same. They're all born different. They all have different gifts, all different personalities. Joseph had great gifts from God, but when he used his gifts, the devil brought attacks to him, using his brothers and even his father against him. Joseph was given dreams and visions from God. When Joseph told his dream, his brothers hated him. They criticized him. They did not understand the dreams that God gave Joseph. Not even Joseph, sometimes, his father didn't understand him. Joseph went through great persecution. He was misunderstood by his family and others who came into his life. They came in later, and they misunderstood him. You know all those people who misunderstood him, even in Potiphar's house. You know, but before that, his brothers had contempt. They tried to murder him. But God, they decided to sell him, and they sold him into slavery. And then, you know, the lies started. They killed the animal and put blood on his coat, the favorite coat. You know that coat of many colors we learned about in Sunday school when we were growing up? Have you told your children about that story? Do you sit down and tell your children, your grandchildren, those Bible stories that we learned when we were children? There's some awesome stories. And now we have modern conveniences. You know, we could pull them up on our, we could Google them on our phone. We could pull them up on the iPad, on the Internet. We can even buy little stories, you know, about Bible characters and share them with our children. They love those stories of old. You know, Joseph went through much persecution. He even, you know, after he was sold into slavery into Potiphar's house. Then it got worse. After that, you know, in Potiphar's house, you know how people are. The devil get busy. So then Potiphar's wife come, and after he got in favor with Potiphar, Potiphar's wife came and lied on him. You know, sometimes we feel like Joseph's in our family. Do you feel mistreated, misunderstood by your own family? What about your church family? Do they understand you? Do you feel mistreated? Do you feel misunderstood by your church family? Do they call you odd, peculiar? You know the scripture. Embrace the way God made you. Embrace it because God called his people peculiar. 1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Now look here, you're not just peculiar. You are a royal priesthood. You are a chosen generation. A peculiar people. That why you like that? Because you're going to show forth the praises of God who called you out of the dark way into his marvelous light. Now Joseph was peculiar to his family, those he met later on in life. But through all his persecution, through all of that, Joseph learned so many things. And you know, he had family problems. Many of us have family problems. He had brother problems. He had slave problems. You know, Potiphar's wife problems. Through all this, Joseph kept a good attitude. Are you keeping a good attitude when your boss is looking at you cross-eyed? Are you keeping a good attitude when your husband ain't, you know, maybe out of sync with you, or your wife out of sync with you? Are you keeping a good attitude when the teacher call you and tell you your children are acting up at school? Are you keeping a good attitude when your neighbors, you know, kind of the dog running, putting poo-poo on your yard? Are you keeping a good attitude, you know, when some people, you know, pull in front of you on the highway? Are you keeping a good attitude, you know, when the bills pile up, you know, the bill collector calling you? Are you cussing them out? Are you keeping a good attitude? What's your attitude? Can you learn anything from Joseph? Joseph had a good attitude. You know, later on he became a family man. He had children. But he kept a good attitude. Are you keeping a good attitude? You know, we got to keep a good attitude. Now, look here. We can't be like the world. You know, the world, you know, they say, look here, I ain't putting up with this here. I'm going to give peace of my mind. What you doing? Are you giving people a piece of your mind, or are you keeping a good attitude like Joseph? Just think about it for a minute. What attitude do you have? What is your attitude like, even at this moment? What's your attitude? What's your attitude towards Father God? Because he let you stay in a situation, and you go like, Lord, when am I going to get out of this here? Are you mad at God? Because he said, look here, you got to go through afflictions. You say you want to come higher. Well, afflictions going to come. You say you want to come closer to me. Well, trials and tribulations going to come. You ask for patience. And then it seems like everything start coming against you. Be careful what you ask for, because it's coming. We serve a faithful God. He is the prayers of the righteous, and he answers. Now, through Joseph's life, like I said, he kept a good attitude, but he had a lot of persecution. God didn't tell Joseph. He didn't announce to him, Joseph, you can't right go through this, you can't right go through that. You can't. No, he did not tell him. It just whirlwind on him. It just all of a sudden just came on him like a flood. All of a sudden, all these things came upon Joseph. But Joseph kept the right attitude. What's your attitude? What's God teaching you? You know, there Joseph had seven steps of honor, seven of them. He had divine revelation. He honored God. You know, he had providential circumstances. We all do. Do you have divine favor? You know, even though you're chosen by God, is he giving you favor on the job, favor on the highway, favor everywhere you go? Are you resisting temptation? These are things that Joseph did. Business, he had business, fidelity. When he handed Potiphar's business, he was a man who was a man of integrity. He ain't put something in his pocket, and Potiphar didn't know about it. Potiphar gave him things. Godly influence. What's your influence like to your neighbors? What's your influence? If you were convicted today of becoming a Christian, would there be evidence to would there be enough evidence to convict you? Would there be enough evidence to convict you? Now, you know, Joseph had a Christ-like spirit. In his forgiving of his brother's sin, are you forgiving your brothers, your sisters? Are you forgiving God for allowing you to go through circumstances, situations in life? He had a devotion to his family in spite of how they treated him. Now, I'm challenging you today because it's a challenge for me. You know, can you accept the challenge? Can you keep a good attitude no matter what you're going through? And you know what? He did not. He ain't like me. You know, sometimes I say, oh, yeah, she stepped on my toe. I'm going to step on her toe. Oh, yeah, she looked cross-eyed at me. I'm going to look cross-eyed at her. You know what? Joseph did not retaliate. He returned good for the evil that people did to him. He did not retaliate. Can't we do these things? I'm challenging you. I'm challenging myself. Caritha, keep a good attitude. So, you know, there are parallels in people's lives. Daniel and Joseph was similar. They went through great persecution. So when you're going through things, what's your attitude? What is God teaching us? And what are we learning from the master teacher? In every situation we face, we got life lessons to learn. Are your life lessons driving you from God? Are your life lessons drawing you closer to God? Are you learning to trust God and loving him with all your heart, soul, and strength? Are you loving your family, your church family? What about all the people in your life? Are you loving them? Are you saying, oh, no, he did this and he did that and he did the other? What's our attitude like? I'm challenging you and challenging me. Can we keep a good attitude? Now, you know, our God, he gives us fruit. So we got to use those fruit in our lives. That's part of life's lessons, to get the fruit. In order to get the fruit, we got to keep a good attitude. You know, I don't know about on your tree, but I got a tree, and I'm trying to get the fruit ripe on my tree. Some of my fruit ain't quite ripe yet. You know, the fruit of love, it ain't quite ripe yet. Fruit of joy, fruit of peace, full of long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Ooh, some of my fruit not ripe yet. Your fruit ripe. Don't get the fruit off the tree before it's fully ripe. Well, this morning it is family day, and I'm blessing families today. I pray for spiritual blessings for every family. I pray for emotional blessings for every family. I pray for mental blessings for every family. I pray for personal blessings for every family. I pray for blessings of righteous and right relationships with authority in every family. I pray financial blessings over every family. I pray blessings of praise and worship and honor unto God over our family. I pray blessings for God, you know, for worship. I pray blessings of love and peace and joy and gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness, long-suffering and temperance in our families. I pray the blessings of excellent health, and strength in our, over our families. I pray the blessings of safety and protection. I pray Psalms 91 over our families. So I'm thanking the Lord this morning. You know, we serve a great God now, and he's doing great things in our families. He's Lord God Almighty, and he created families. He know what sister you're supposed to have. He know what brother you're supposed to have. He know what parents you're supposed to have. He know what grandparents you're supposed to have. He don't make a mistake. So let's continually praise the Lord this morning. Psalm 67:3 says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let the, all the people praise thee. This morning as we praise God, let the high praises of God be in our mouths. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning. And, let's see, I saw a number. There she go, right there. Pastor Donna, how are you this morning?
I am doing fine, Minister Gatlin. How are you?
I'm doing great. How is Mother Newsom doing?
Mama's doing about the same, so we still need your prayers. We still need your prayers.
Amen, amen. God is a good God. He's in charge. He's taking care of her.
That's right, that's right. She hadn't been able to get out of bed for the last 2 days, but God is still able. He's still able, and we're still trusting him.
Amen.
We have to trust him. So that's what I'm going to sing. I will trust in the Lord.
Amen.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Until I die, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. Until I die. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I am going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. Until I die. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. Then I'm going to see God for myself. I'm going to see God for myself. I'm going to see God for myself. When I die, when I die, I'm going to see God for myself. I'm going to see God for myself. I'm going to see God for myself. When I die, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die.
Amen, amen. I love that. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Going to treat everybody right. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Donna. I appreciate that. That was beautiful. Oh, in spite of it all, hallelujah. Father God, we just call on you, the mighty I am, this morning. And, Lord, you know what people go through when they're taking care of a parent, oh, God. You are there with Pastor Donna, and she's there with her mother, Mother Newsom, oh, God. We ask you to touch Mother Newsom's body. And, Lord, we know that's her testimony, Mother Newsom's testimony, that she's going to trust in the Lord until she dies. She's been treating everybody right throughout her life. And I thank you, Lord God, that she will see you when she leaves this earth. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that she is still on the battlefield. You still have a purpose for her being here, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, so, Father, as you bring strength back to her, Lord God, oh, we pray strength for her children, those who are caretakers with her, Lord God. And so, Father, we bless you and we honor you as you take care, Mother Newsom, Lord God. You are the great and mighty I am. You are the great physician, oh, God. And we thank you for what you're doing in Mother Newsom's life. Oh, God, I thank you for healing her inside out, oh, God. You are the great physician. We love you, oh, Lord, our strength. Be our strength and be our refuge, oh, God. You promise never to forsake us, even when we get old. Oh, God, even when our strength abates us, you will be with Mother Newsom, oh, God. So we bless you and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, it's Family Day on Bible Storyland, and we just had Pastor Donna Hawkins, the pastor of Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. So we're thanking her this morning for she sang the song, we're going to trust in the Lord until, you know, we die. We're going to trust in it. You know, we sometimes waver. We say, oh, my God, did you say you were going to do that, Lord? We sometimes waver in our faith. But we got to be strong in the power of his might and know that when God says something is going to happen, just wait on it. Watch. Watch. Think back over your life and what he's done thus far. He never will leave you. He never will forsake you. His promises are yea and amen for sure. Well, Family Day, we have Pastor Donna's cousin with us, Jackie Travis from Jacksonville. Good morning, Jackie. How are you? He's on here. Jackie, can you hear me? Jackie? She's right there.
Hey, Sister Jean, how are you doing today?
How are you? Doing great.
Working, of course. Down here with Mr. Golden and Miss Curl is going to help me sing again today.
Mr. Golden and who else?
Miss Curlin.
Okay.
She's going to help me sing today. She sung on there with me before.
All right. We're looking forward to hearing it.
All right. Right. We ready. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Well, while I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Oh, my hand.
hand. Be my friend, Lord. Please be my friend. Be my friend, Lord. Please be my friend. Well, while I walk this long, tedious journey, Lord, I want Jesus, Lord, to be my friend. God, I love you, Lord. Please guide my feet. Guide my feet, Lord. Guide my feet. While I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus. My feet, walk with my mother. Please walk with me. You walk with my mother. Please walk with me. Well, while I'm on this teacher journey, I want Jesus, oh Lord, walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me. Well, while I hold this, Lord Jesus, I want Jesus, oh Lord, to walk with me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Whoa.
Oh, hallelujah. That was awesome. Thank you, Mr. Golden and Miss Carolyn. That was a good background, good singing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jackie. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Miss Carolyn, Mr. Golden, and Jackie. Oh, God, I thank you for what you're doing in them. Walk with them, Lord God. Talk with them. Be that lamp and that light to their pathway every day, Lord God. Strengthen them. Oh, God, I thank you. I put blessings upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I thank God for each one of you all. Oh, my God. Y'all blessed me today. We had God Bless America by Karen Hattell. We will trust in the Lord until we die. Pastor Donna Hawkins. And walk with me, Lord. Talk with me. Mr. Golden, Miss Carolyn, and Jackie Travis. So we are praising our Lord like never before. Well, it's time for the Word. The Word of God is powerful. Psalm 68:11, the Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Our speaker today is a woman of the Most High God. God set her as a solitary one in our family. And she, you know, decreed and declared that our whole family was going to be saved. And she's standing in the gap still. Everybody comes in. She's my aunt. When I moved back to Jacksonville, she was known as Pastor G, but now God promoted her to Apostle G, and God is doing great things in her life. Let me introduce to you my precious aunt, a woman after God's own heart, Apostle Bernadette Gantlin from Jacksonville, Florida. She is the pastor of Tabernacle House of Prayer Ministries at 5541 Arlington Road, Jacksonville, Florida. You're invited to come. I think she has service this afternoon. I just thought about that. Good afternoon. Good morning, Auntie. How are you?
Good morning. Praise the Lord, family. It's a great day, and yes, we do have service today. However, if you can, you can. If you can't, you can't. That's just the way we are in the world. There are some things we can attend to and some things that we would love to do, but we can't. And again, I am Pastor G of Royal Tabernacle House of Prayer Ministry, the apostle there. And I do give God the praise and the glory and the honor for this privilege to speak to you. I thank God that he is God. He's God the Father, the creator of all things. I thank God for Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of all mankind, whether we accept the redemption or not, he is yet the Redeemer. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit, who is our lead, our guide, our teacher. And I just give God the praise. I love the Lord, and I just won't turn back. I won't take that back. I love the Lord. And I give God the praise and the glory and the honor for my niece, Caritha Gantlin. I tell you, a woman of God after God's own heart. And for each and every one of you, I have enjoyed all of you. I was sitting here rocking and clapping. I had to put my phone on mute that I did not disturb you all. Amen, because I am a praiser. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we give you praise, glory, and honor. And we thank you for an awesome day, for this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall, will, and continue to glorify you and honor you. You've made this day. We will rejoice. It is not about the circumstances, people, places, or things. It is because you have created this day that we rejoice. We rejoice because we belong to you. We are in your family, and we thank you for Family Day today. I actually bless the hearts and minds of all that are here, Lord God, those that are attached to those that are here, that the word will go forth in them, taking them to another place than you. I just give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm not going to actually get your Bible because this is a lot of flipping. Amen. And we do bless you again for being present. But let's begin with an end in mind. And Evangelist Caritha, I was going to do Joseph, but you did. I'm going to incorporate Joseph, but not the way that I was in the beginning. But let's begin with the end in mind. You know, when God created everything, he had an end in mind. And we should be like him, creating from the beginning with the end in mind. What is our goal? God says he knows the end from the beginning, for he is God. Scripture says we have the mind of Christ. Therefore, it is reasonable to believe that we can be creative in our endeavor. What I mean is this. If God the Father is a creative being who has created us, you and I, in his image, to be just like him, a reflection of who he is, after his likeness, to be similar to him. If he has done this for mankind, humankind, to be fruitful and multiply and subdue and have dominion over God's creation, then we have the authority and power to change circumstances. Again, let's begin with the end in mind. Where are we going? What are we supposed to be doing? We say that when we leave earth, we're going to heaven. Well, to go to heaven, we must first accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. That has to be our beginning. We must desire to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. We must desire to be heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We must desire to live as Christ lived, sinless. And sometimes when we say sinless, people say, well, that's almost impossible. Yes, no. Yes, it would be impossible without Christ. It would be impossible. But with Christ, all we have to do if we make a mistake, if we err, is to repent, and we're right back in right standing with God. And so that becomes our sinlessness, is that we repent when we do sin, for all of sin comes short of God's glory. So having the end in mind that heaven would be our home, eternity is where we're going to spend time with God, then we've got to live something here on earth. Back to God's creation, though, is that when God created man, do you realize we are the only creation that God took the time to form with his own hands? Everything else he called. But he took the time out to bend down into the dust of the earth and create him a man, a human being, to have thought and processes as himself. And then he went even further by breathing into mankind the breath of life, his war, his characteristics, his thought pattern he has placed within us. He breathed his ruah. The breath of the Lord resides in us. And the man became a living soul. The man became an independent person, a free-willed person with thoughts, with ideologies, with the mind of God. And even today, generations later, we are still human beings. We still got the orchestration of God within us. We still have the ability to create whatever God has told us to create. Many times people tell me that they don't have gifts, talents, skills, creativity. That's an outright lie from the pit. God has orchestrated every one of us with a gift. The Bible declares that the Holy Spirit gives several gifts as he pleases to each of us. So we all have gifts. We all have callings. We all have the ability to reconstruct life. We have the ability to change the form of whatever is happening around us because God breathed himself into us and the Holy Spirit yet leads and guides us to do what God has called us to do. So beginning with the end in mind, again, what are we to live here? The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 2 and 9 that we are a chosen generation. We are a called out people. We are handpicked by God, a royal priesthood, king's kid, priests of the Most High God, sanctified unto God. We are heirs and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Jesus is our elder brother. And that's why we can call God Abba, our Father, because we have been enjoined to him through Jesus Christ. And when we get that down into our spirit, that Jesus is our elder brother, that we are attached to God through him, through his blood, through his sacrifice, through the life he lived, through his death, through his resurrection, that we are attached to God through Jesus Christ. And when we get that down inside, we become more than conquerors. We become a people that are able to have dominion. Wherever the soles of your feet shall tread, you shall possess the land. That you have the ability to speak your world into existence. You can frame your world by your words. You can get out of whatever you're in that is not like God by spending time with him, getting a download as you spend time in prayer, in praise, and worship. When you spend time in the scripture, when you begin to want to know God and ask God to be God in you, just say, God, you be God in me. You be the cornerstone in me. You be the center of life. You be who I need you to be. And all of us need God to be something different with us, but we all need him to be Father. We all need him to be the author and finisher of our faith. We all need him to orchestrate and guide our spirit. That the steps of the goodness are ordered by the Lord, that we have to, but spending time with God is how we get there. It says that we are a God's orchestration, a holy nation. We are holy, for our God is holy, pure, and clean. God has said in his word, be ye holy, for I am holy. And again, how we get into holiness is that we spend time with the holy God. That we come out from among the unclean things and we spend time with God. Why have we been called out of darkness? Because God wants us to walk in his glorious, wonderful light, to give him praise. Jesus declares that he is the light of the world. And his light shines on us. And we are the little lights that he has put here on earth. Left us to be lights that lead people to the greater light. Lead people to the one who have called us out of darkness. Letting people know that there is a God and he is concerned about everything that concerns you. God is concerned and he cares. And we just got to learn how to walk upright before him. In Romans 12, 1 and 2 says how we are to conduct ourselves as the lights of God. We are to offer our bodies as living sacrifices. We are called to lay our all on the altar of sacrifice. I used to wonder what they meant by that song. Have you given your all on the altar of sacrifice? Have you laid down your life, submitted your life, committed your life to say, here I am, Lord, use me? Remember, the prophet said, here I am, Lord, send me. Jesus himself said, prepare me a body and I'll go. And all we have to do is say, Lord, I submit and just commit myself. I surrender all to you. I give you all my strength, all my love, all of what I am, all of everything, I give it to you that you can use me, Lord, for your glory. And again, Romans 12, 1 and 2 says that we are to sacrifice ourselves unto God. We're to give God everything. We're to just be available to him. Paul says, therefore, brethren, I urge you, in view of God's mercy towards us is new every morning. Lamentations says it's new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. It says, I beseech you to present your body a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is our spiritual act of worship. When we talk about true worship, it is when we allow God to use us at his will, that we will obey him, we will not rebel, we will not be ashamed of him, we will not turn our back to him, but we will ask him to just use us, bless us, to be his instruments of peace. The minister went to Galatians, the 5th chapter, about the fruit of the Spirit. When we spend time with God, the fruit of the Spirit begins to flourish in us. It begins to smell sweet. Other people want to know, what is that on you? Who are you? There's a sweet fragrance of the Holy Spirit upon our life when we allow God to do what he wants to do. And when we are not conformed to this world, the pattern of the world, when we decide that we don't want to live like the world lives, we don't want to lie, we don't want to cheat, we don't want to be nasty to anybody, we want to do things decent and in order, and when we decide we don't want to conform to the world, we don't want to be nasty like everybody else, we don't want to curse, fight, we don't want to steal, we don't want to rob, we don't want to murder, but we want to be instruments of peace unto our God, and we want to allow other people to see that the goodness of the Lord is in us, and the goodness of the Lord leads to repentance, that people see our lives and be around us and declare that I want to know what you know. I want to, how is it you live like that? How is it that it seems that very little ever bothers you? You seem to be so even-tempered and so pleasing and so soft-spoken. How are you able to do that? Because I remember you from the way back, and that's what I get told a lot. I remember you used to just fight on a dime, just somebody look at you funny, and you would be cussing people out. How do you change from that? Because I have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. I was wooed by the Holy Spirit, and I was given much mercy. I was given much forgiveness, and to whom much is given, much is required. So I have to forgive people. I have to be like Joseph and forgive people who have ostracized me and thrown me in a pit and thrown me under the bus and pushed me in the street and lied on me and did whatever. I can't retaliate back. I can't get revenge that way, because God spoke to me one day and said, vengeance belongs to me, Bernadette. I'll recompense. I'll repay that. You just keep walking with me. You just keep doing things my way, and I'll work everything else out. You don't have to do anything about it. Put them before me, and I will work it out if you just put it before me. So when people ask me now, how did you change like that? I did a lot of praying. I do a lot of praying. I do a lot of praise. I do a lot of worship. I do a lot of reading my Bible. I do a lot of sitting and talking with the Lord. I do a lot of just wanting to be in his presence. And I'm quite sure many of you are doing the same thing. And as we do that, as I said before, there's a sweet fragrance that comes upon us and begins to deliver us out of all evil and begin to just, that fragrance moves. If you've ever been to gardens when flowers are blooming, when I went down to Washington Gardens down south, they have, it's just what it says, it's a garden, and the sweet fragrance when the wind blows of the magnolias and the roses and carnations and all these other flowers, you can just smell the fragrance. And that's what God wants to do on us, put his fragrance on us, that there's a sweet-smelling fragrance on us that goes back to God. He pours it on us like a perfume, and it goes out, and it helps to mellow out the world, because there's so much tragedy in the world that we become a place of Elam when the children of Israel were moving on their exodus out of Egypt. They came to a place called Elam, a place of palm trees and watered gardens and fountains of water. It became a place of rest and restoration. And when we walk with God as he has orchestrated us to do so, that's what we become in the world. We become Elams. We become oases for other people. But sometimes when people come to your house and they stay longer than you wanted them to stay, but they're staying and lingering because of the fragrance of God around you. People stop you and talk to you. Your friends that are still in the world keep you on the phone or keep you at the store with them. They want to be around you because of the smell of God on you, because of the sweet fragrance, because of the mellow attitude that you have. They want to be around that. And sometimes they are so caught with what they're doing and what they're living and deceived by the enemy. But if we keep our stand, they will be won over into the kingdom of God by our stance and our stand in God. If we don't waver, if we don't call back, they will be bought to the Lord. As the minister says, my niece said, I stand in the gap for my entire family. I know that God is going to save them. I know without a shadow of a doubt that they're going to be worshiping, praising God. And I don't too much look at what they're doing now. I look at where they will be. I look from the beginning. I look at the end. The end is that they will be saved. So a lot of times when they act up, I just look at them and say, baby, you're going to be all right. You'll be all right. You're going to be all right. And somebody else will say, you're not mad about that? I didn't say I wasn't perturbed by that. I didn't say that didn't disturb me. However, the end result of it is we're going to all be all right. They're going to be all right because I have them up before God, because I call their name before God, because I petition God for their lives. I pray for the betterment of their lives. I ask God to give them good jobs. I ask God to give them good education. Give them homes when they find themselves homeless. Lord, you give them a place of shelter. You be their shelter and give them a place of shelter. And we just got to learn how to just walk up before God with Jesus Christ as our leader and our captain and our friend and our brother and our God, and we trust him. We've got to learn to trust him. Trust him with everything that we have. Just trust him. And the word of God again says that we are to offer our bodies as living sacrifices. Some things you don't want to do, you don't feel like doing, but a sacrifice is doing something that you don't want to do. Even Jesus said, let this bitter cup pass. If it be thy will, let it pass. Because he was a sacrifice. And he was doing something that had to give a little thought. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Not the way I want to do this, but the way you, I will do what my Father says do. And because of what Jesus has done for us, the sacrifice he's made, laying his life on the altar, the cross of Calvary, because he's done that on Golgotha's hill, we can yet say that we are more than conquerors because of what he's done for us. The victory is ours, and we just got to live the victory. I was speaking to Minister Corita the other day, and I was telling her one of the things I wanted to say is about Joseph, is that Joseph, when his brothers, when he did identify himself, and they wanted to know whether he was going to hurt them or whatever, he said, no, what you meant for evil, God has requited it for good. For this day, for the saving of many lives, and a lot of what you've been through, a lot of the persecution and everything, it's okay, forgive it. Name that thing Manasseh. God has caused me to forgive the tall of my father's house. Name the newness Ephraim, that I have become a fruitful bog. God is blossoming me. He has engrafted me into his family, and he is causing me to be a fruitful bog. We've got to look at things that way. the other thing is, before I close, is that as children of God, we've got to learn how to leave a prosperity for our, for the coming generations, for those that will come behind us when we leave. And we've got to start taking out insurance on our lives that we don't leave our children and grandchildren, our relatives, with a burden on how we're going to be buried. We need to take out insurance. We also need to, as children of God, go ahead and do wills, estates, and trusts, that we don't have to leave it to people going to court to find out who's going to get what, or whether the state going to take it. But if we leave a will, it let everybody know our desire and our wishes, just like God left a will. His will is that none would perish, but all come to repentance and everlasting life. We need to leave an estate. We need to leave something for our children's children. We need to leave something in trust. And leaving something in trust, it could simply be that we write letters to our children, our grandchildren, telling them how much we appreciate them, leaving them a prayers. I write my nephews in prison, I write them prayers of you know, God is good. You're behind natural bars, but you're not behind spiritual bars. Unless that's what you want to be, because Christ has made you free. He has already done the work. All you got to do is rest in the Lord. Our spiritual act of worship is giving God the glory in all things. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." God is concerned about everything that concerns you. And he's not asking you to give thanks for situations, people, places, and things, but in everything. Not for the car accident, but in the car accident. Give him thanks and glory. You were able to walk away. You were able to be healed. You were able to be delivered. Not for being put out, but that God had already made another place for you to be. Not for the person rejecting you, but for restoration in Christ Jesus. In everything, my brothers and sisters, in everything, give God thanks. This is his will in Christ Jesus. We're in Christ Jesus, and this is the will of God. Again, look at everything and say, let's begin with the end in mind. I pray that the Spirit of the living God has said something to you concerning you personally, corporately, that will help you make it through the night. Remember, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. May the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. What a great word. What a great word. Thank you, Auntie. That was awesome. Apostle Bernadette Gantman brought the word. Let's begin with the end in mind. You know, we all want to be saved. We all want to go to heaven. We got to keep that as our forefront. And then everything else will be shaped around that. You know, there's power in your words, what you say. What you say, I read a book called What You Say Is What You Get. So there's power in your word. You could speak those things as though they be. So I thank God that he has given us, as she said, that, you know, we have power and dominion as God's people. We're created in his image. We have the power to change things and situations in our lives. You know, some people say, well, what's going to be, what's going to be? No, we have the power to change things. We could say, Abba, Father, I know I'm going through this, but, Lord, I'm asking you to change this situation. Work it out for my good, oh God. And so I thank God for the word that Apostle Bernadette Gantman brought forth today. Talked about, you know, places that, you know, we're going places now. We're going places. We're a chosen generation. Yeah, we can frame our world with the words, is what she said. Frame our words with the words that we speak. And, you know, God wants us to be holy. Romans 12:1. She brought it out about holiness. And, you know, when we stay in the secret place, she said, we're going to smell good. We're going to smell. People going to want to be around us more, that fragrance. The fragrance of God is on us. Well, we thank God for that word, Auntie. We appreciate you. We bless you. We thank God for the word that the Lord put in you. Well, we have Stacey Holman on with us this morning. I didn't even know she was on here a while ago. I called her. She said, I didn't press one, but you guys, she's on here. Good morning, Stacey. Good morning. Stacey, you there? She's here. Stacey? All right. She may have put her phone in a purse or something. But anyway, she's online with us. In a minute, she's going to be singing. Stacey, if you can hear me, press one, baby. Stacey, can you hear me? Press one. All right, I'm going to try to put her back on so we can. Stacey, can you hear me? All right, well, she may be busy right now, but we thank God we have another woman of God on here with us. A nice surprise, Susan Parkins is on with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. I met her a few years ago in the airport, and I tell you what, she's a mighty woman of God. God is doing great things in Susan Parkins. She has a daughter that comes on our radio show from time to time. So, Susan, if you want to say something, press 1. Don't want to put you on the spot, but we thank God for you being on here. Bishop David Bryant was on with us. I don't see him anymore. He may have had to go. But we thank God for each of you this morning being on with us. So we are so grateful that the Most High God, you know, is on with us, and he's doing great things in his people. So I thank God for the word. You know, salvation is God's gift to mankind. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only son, Jesus, to die for us. Read it in Romans 10:9. All right, let's hold on here. Somebody press 1. Hello, how are you? Hello? Somebody press 1 and I put you on live. All right, I believe it's Bishop. Bishop David Bryant, you there?
Hello?
Hey, how are you, Bishop?
Oh, I'm blessed, Sister D. I'm sorry the nurse was doing something for me.
All right, no problem.
But
how
I'm doing well. The Lord is good. He's blessing us here in D-Land, Florida. And hopefully I'll be going home next week.
Oh, wow. Prayers being answered. Thank the Lord.
Yes, good prayer for you and good prayer for Pastor Hawkins, her mother and her husband and her mother-in-law and all of you, Ms. Duella, and all of those that be on your show. We just love you and Apostle Gatlin. We love her too. And just keep praying for us down here in D-Land.
Amen, amen. Well, Apostle G, can you pray for Bishop? This morning, you're in a place that you can pray for him?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Father God, we bless and praise your name. We glorify you for who you are. There is no other God likened unto you. And we thank you for Jesus Christ. Jesus, we know that you took stripes on your back for our healing. And we ask that that healing be manifest in Bishop's life, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen him from the inside out. There is not a disease known or unknown to man that cannot be healed through your blood, and we ask you that you apply the blood to his life, not only to Bishop's life, but to every life on this line, that you apply the healing virtue of who you are in every life that is here. God, we ask you to do it in the mighty name of Jesus. You are God. There's nothing impossible to you, nothing too hard for you. So we ask you this day, and we receive by faith, even in our acts, and we trust you. Our will is to do your will, and we ask you this day that you would just move, rule, and super rule, and we accept and stand in expectation of a great manifestation of healing in Bishop life and every person on this line. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for salvation today for those who are not saved. I believe everybody on the line saved, but for those who come on later, read Romans 9:10. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that he raised Jesus on the third day, and you will be saved. That confession brought death to Jesus. He'll bring death to you, but life eternal. Hallelujah. We got to die to ourselves daily. All right, well, we know backsliding is not the way to go. Backwards is not the way. Forward has always been the way for soldiers in the army of the Lord. So, you know, we always say to soldiers, march, attention, halt, halt, and listen to the Almighty. Get your daily instructions. Stay on the battlefield of the Lord as soldiers of the Lord. All backsliders, halt. Run to Abba Father and be healed, cleansed, and delivered. It is prayer time on Bible Story Land. If you're requesting prayer, press 1.
Minister G?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Donna again. If you don't mind, I need prayer for my mom, for my mother-in-law. Please pray for my family, for the strength of my family, and for my church family, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Thank you. Prayer time. Anybody else? State your request. If you're not on live, press 1. Press 1. Get your prayers answered. Father God is a great God. He said the prayers of the righteous availeth much. He wants us to pray. He wants us to come before his throne and he answers prayers. I'm going to be praying for Jackie and her family, the senior citizens, and Miss Carol and those who came on to sing with her this morning. Pray for those people. I got Stacy Holman and her family on this morning. anybody else need prayer this morning? Press 1. All right.
I just
want
to pray for those the churches that we each represent.
All right. Church family. Okay. Thank you, Karen. Sister Susan, I put you on live. You want to say something, you're welcome to. If not, we're going to be praying for you, too.
Please pray for me.
All right.
I'm fine. Please pray for me and my family. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for keeping in touch, and thank you for being on with us this morning.
Thank you.
We love you, Sister Susan. What's your daughter's name? Come on, my show. I can't think of her name.
Kimbala.
Kimbala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Anika just had a little baby, so just pray for
my
family. And pray for my son to get a better job. So just pray for my family.
Okay. Thank you so much. Anika's a new mom. What does she have, a boy or a girl?
Another boy. 4 boys.
4 boys. Wow. Hallelujah. That was the 4th boy. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Prayer request. We're taking prayer requests right now. All right. Well, we are going to the throne room. Before the Father, Apostle G, you available to pray with me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, good. If you could pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins. Her mother is in a nursing facility or hospital, Mother Newsom. She's on her bed of affliction. And pray for her mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins, and the Macedonia Baptist Church and her family, the church family and their whole family. And then I'll pray for Jackie.
Let me make sure I have this right. For Pastor Hawkins, her mother, Newsom, her mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins, and the church family.
Yep, and her whole family, the whole Hawkins family, Newsom family.
Father God, we thank you, and we just bless your name. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you. Your word said that men ought to always pray and not to faint. And Father, we come to you for strength to not faint. We come to you in prayer, making our petition made known unto you. Our request is being made with thanksgiving, with joy, knowing that you are God, and that you, Lord God, are the orchestrator of all things. We know that the Holy Spirit is the orchestrator and administrator of everything on the earth. And we come to you, Father God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit, and we ask that you would dispatch your angels into the Hawkins Newsom family. We ask you, Lord God, that you would move for Pastor Hawkins. Give her the word in her mouth, Lord God, that would deliver the people, a word that is sharper than a two-edged sword, the word that will be as fire devouring the stubble, the word, Lord God, that will bring deliverance, healing, God, the word that will bring freedom to your people, a word, Lord God, in season, Lord God, that will cause them to be fertilized and watered, Lord God, that they would be able to grow, that they would see her as the pastor, they would see her as your woman of God, as your mouthpiece, Lord God, and they would respect her as such. And God, as she is the shepherd of your flock, we ask you, Lord God, that you would give her a staff in her hand, a word of God. We ask you, Lord God, that you would lead and guide her into the places that she needs to go. Give her dreams and visions, Lord God. Give her, Lord God, the ability to run through troops and leap over walls, Lord God. Teach her fingers to a war and a bow of steel to be broken in her hand. I ask you, Lord God, that you would build the ministry, increase the ministry, Lord God. Bless the ministry financially, bless her financially, Lord God, that every person in there can have testimony of how great you are, of how you have healed, how you have delivered, how you bought those jobs, that you bought those houses and land, that you have given them the ability to do, Lord God, that your creative ability in them is beginning to manifest. And Father, we just thank you and bless you for it. I pray, Lord God, for her son, Lord God, for a better employment, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that he would, but God, that you would give him a creative idea and a skill that will propel him, Lord God, into greater finances, that he, Lord God, would not just be a person who is employed, he would be an employer. And Father, we just bless you and just praise you for who you are. You say we have not because we ask not. We ask for Mother Newsom, Lord God, to be healed, to be strengthened, to be comfortable, Lord God, to be, God, just move by your spirit. Let those that are around her see the joy of the Lord, her strength, Lord God. Let the words of her mouth and the meditation of heart be acceptable unto you. And let the words that she speak become life to those that are around her. I pray, Lord God, for Pastor Hawkins' daughters, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would move, Lord God, for Susie and her family, Lord God, that you would move for Kimberly. Lord God, that you would move for Anika and her boys, Lord God, her family. I ask you, Lord God, that you would just have your way in their lives, and we give you praise and glory and honor. For your word declare, for the people that do know their God will do great exploits. And God, we expect that in the Hawkins family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And Father, we continually bless you, Lord. We lift up Jackie Travis, her husband, her two daughters, in the name of Jesus, and all of their family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for strengthening her as she go from different patients' homes, oh God, and even in facilities, Lord. And I thank you, Lord God, that your joy is Jackie's strength. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, to move by your spirit on the senior citizens, that she take care of those that are not saved, save them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for Miss Carol and Mr. Golden, who came on and sang with her today. We ask you, Lord, for special blessings for them from the east, the west, the north, and the south. And we pray, Lord God, for Jackie, Lord God. We pray for continuous healing in her body, that she would be healthy and well, oh God, and that she would spread the word everywhere she go to every patient, oh God, and even as she lay hands on those patients that are not well, we ask you, Lord, to heal their bodies. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, Auntie, can you pray for Evangelist Stacy Holman and her her husband, her sons, her daughter, and their entire family?
Father God, we just bless you. We thank you for the Holman family. I thank you for Evangelist Stacy. And I ask you, Lord God, to cause the words in her mouth, Lord God, to be acceptable to you. I ask you, Lord God, that you would move, Lord God, in their family. Move for Andrew Holman, Lord God. Allow him to be the head of his house. Lord God, that even Stacy would begin to call him Lord, even his sir called Abraham Lord, not out of fear, not out of disrespect, but Lord, because he cared for her and he God did for her, she called him Lord because of his love toward her and her family. And Father, we just bless you. I thank you, Lord God, for Andrew Jr. I ask you that you would bless him mightily. Touch his life, Lord God, even as he's at EWC. Give him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord God, of his studies. Cause him, his head, to be above his fellows, that he will excel, Lord God, in what he is supposed to excel in. I pray for her daughters, Lord God, for Jabria and her other daughter, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would move, rule, and just have your way in them. And God, that you would touch them in a great and mighty way, that they would also excel in their studies. Lord God, that they would be protected by angels, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless, God, this household. Fill their cabinets, their refrigerator. God, I ask you to do it for every person on this line. Fill cabinets, refrigerators, Lord God. God, I ask you, Lord God, to move for every person on this line, but those that want a different place to live, a new place to live, new furniture, Lord God, new cars. God, that you will move for them in the mighty name of Jesus, that promotion will come for you in their lives. And Father, I just give you praise and glory and honor for it. Bless the Holman family, and we wait for your manifestation, knowing it will be great. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, we lift up Sister Susan and her family, oh God. We pray, Lord God, for her daughter, Anika, who has become a new mom. We lift up the baby and all of the brothers, the other three brothers, Lord God. We thank you for the great plans you have for those boys in Jesus' name. We thank you for Anika and her husband. We thank you for blessing them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for touching her body as she just gave birth. Heal her from the birth, oh God, in Jesus' name. And I just thank you, Lord God, that your joy is their strength. And Lord, she's asking for a better job for her son in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you for a better job in the name of Jesus, according to your plan for his life in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for Sister Susan and all of the lives that she touched, even as she teaches in the university, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing her with peace of mind. Strength, oh God, is her portion. So we bless and honor you in Jesus' name. All right, one more request, Auntie, if you could pray for all of our church families and our, you know, our leaders in our church families.
Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as the church is your orchestration, the church is what you have called. And you have called and chosen leaders in your house as apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, Lord God, evangelists, you have called them. And Father, I pray, Lord God, that a special anointing will be upon every church represented here, that it will be upon every pastor, every leader, Lord God, whatever their title and their office is, God, I ask that you, Lord God, would infuse them with the ability to carry out the job that you have given them, that you, Lord God, will step in. We rely and trust on you. We rely that your will be done. I ask, Lord God, for miracles to take place, Lord God. You say to the believer that signs and wonders will follow them that believe. And I pray, Lord God, for every believer, Lord God, in every church represented here, that signs and wonders will follow them, oh God, that they will speak those things that are not as though they were. They will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Lord God, the opening of the blind eye, the lame will walk, Lord God. God, disjointed things will come back together, oh God. We come against the spirit of every disease known and unknown to man, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you would infuse the house, Lord God, with praise and worship. We ask you, Lord God, that you would send angels to encamp, cause them to become visible, Lord God. Cause the people to bow down and worship you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Allow worship to take hold in every church, regardless of denomination, culture, theocracy, Lord God, regardless of what the theology of the church is, but God, that your theocracy would rule, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we, Lord God, would bow down and worship you. We thank you for moving, ruling, and super ruling in our houses. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, does anyone have a quick testimony, anything that they want to say before we close out?
Yeah, what I got from the lecture today is a nice reminder that when we are of Christ, regardless of what we're into, we can bring him right along with us.
Amen. Thank you, Karen. Thank you so much. Anybody else want to share anything? Stacy, are you back on? Stacy? No. Must have her phone somewhere else. She can't hear me. All right. Well, it is closing time on Bible Storyland. I want to thank the Almighty for all that he's done. He's our Father, our Shepherd, our Lord, and our Savior. I thank him for what he's done weekly, monthly, yearly on Bible Storyland. He is our Shepherd, and we shall not want. So we bless the Lord today with all of our soul. We love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. God loves you so much. I love you, but you already know God loves you even more. So we got to obey him. To show love, we got to obey him. Love is obedience. For our Lord this morning, for everything that he's done for us, we're blessing him like never before on Bible Storyland. Next Saturday will be Joyful Praise Day. Don't forget to join us, 9 a.m. Call in number 1-619-789-4313. Look forward to talking to you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget, bless the Lord every day. Hallelujah. I love y'all. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Love y'all. Be blessed, family.
Thank you.
Love y'all.